Is it page 5, Psalm 141? I don't have the booklet in front of me. Page 5. You'll notice at the top of page 5, the psalm there divides into two parts, L1 and L2. And we always think about how to divide the two singing parts up. And you've heard people say things like, you know, there are two kinds of people in the world. And then they trot out two kinds of people. And they never really strike home for me until I got married. And then I figured out one that really, really fits. There are two kinds of people. There are those people who accumulate piles and piles of, or piles, jars full of change on their bedstand. And those who actually, like, spend the change so it doesn't accumulate, you know what I mean? That they actually, like, spend and count out the pennies so they don't have the big jars of pennies. So, and I won't tell you who's who in our marriage, but it's probably more than obvious. But, so if you are a penny in a jar sort of person, pennies and nickels and dimes in a jar, sing L1. And if you are one of those people who actually, like, spends them as you accumulate them so as not to have the jars of change, then sing L2. And when we get to page 9, we sing the Magnificat. We will stand as we sing that together.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
People by night. Before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
A reading entitled The Incredible Being of All Things by Madeleine L'Engle. The discoveries made since the heart of the atom was opened have irrevocably changed our view of the universe and creation. Our great radio telescopes are picking up echoes of that primal act of creation, which expanded to become all the stars in their courses. It would seem that the beginning of all things came from something so incredibly teeny as to be nothing, a sub-subatomic particle, so infinitesimal that it is difficult even to imagine. So science brings us back to a God who created out of nothingness, and who then took that early primordial soup, that chaos that made from it night and day, and galaxies and solar systems, and all creatures great and small. There are many theories today which I find immensely exciting theologically, but I want to sit lightly enough on it all, so that if something new and perhaps contradictory is revealed, I won't be thrown off center, but will go on being excited about the marvelousness of being, of snowflakes and starfish and geraniums and galaxies.
The light shines in the darkness.
The darkness has not overcome it.
Mother, for God is with you. and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding, and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Abba, Ima in heaven.
Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Peace to love and serve God and your neighbor.
Thanks be to God.